It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll check in with this week's Art Hounds in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. If you've recently read a short story or poem by a Vermonter, chances are it was first critiqued in the Burlington Writers' Workshop. From its humble beginnings in 2009, the workshop has ballooned into a membership of over 400 writers who meet in small groups twice a week to discuss each other's work. A Best of the Burlington Writers Workshop compendium was published earlier this year, with submissions now being accepted for the 2014 edition. The Burlington Writers Workshop is run by Peter Biello, who's also a VPR producer and local host for Weekend Edition Saturday. Biello joins us now to talk about the project. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Neil.
First, just a little background. How did you get involved in the Burlington Writers Workshop, and how has it evolved since then?
When I first moved to Vermont in 2009, I searched online for a group of writers and found one called the Burlington Writers Group on meetup.com. I became friends with the guy who started it, and when he had to leave town to take a job, he offered me the chance to start running the group, and I did. And that's when it sort of evolved into an MFA in creative writing style workshop. I had finished my MFA in fiction in 2008, and I wanted a place where I could sort of replicate that model, and this is what came of that.
And comparing this to a writing MFA program, the main difference being that it's free.
It's free, and there's no degree at the end, but it is free, yes.
So for someone who's never attended a workshop like this, tell us how it works.
Writers submit their work in advance, a week in advance. We have a schedule that I manage so that we've got actually booked through December and parts of January. And when writers submit it in advance, those attending a particular meeting know to download that work and print it out, write comments on it, and write a response at the end so that when the meeting day comes, they're prepared to discuss what works well and what works less well in the piece.
So what are some of the basic ground rules for critiquing another person's work?
In the Burlington Writers' Workshop, we focus first on what's working well, play to their strengths. If they're doing something well, we want to encourage them to keep doing that. If they're not doing something so well, we point that out in the most polite way possible. Some MFA and creative writing programs pride themselves on being harsh and mean at times, and that's not what we're going for. And another interesting rule is that the authors whose work is being discussed aren't allowed to talk during the discussion. They sort of sit there silently in what we call a one-way soundproof box where they can hear us, but we can't hear them. So they are allowed to guide the discussion before and after the discussion of their work, but not during.
I would imagine that's rather difficult to sit there while your work is being dissected. What has that experience been like for you?
For me, it allows me to channel that energy into revisions. If I hear someone get something out of my piece that I didn't intend, or if they're confused, the impulse is there to jump in and say, no, this is what I meant. But I remind myself, okay, it's time to go home and revise what I may have miscommunicated.
Peter, writing is such a solitary activity, and the creative process is so personal. Why do you think it's valuable to share your work with other people?
It's really hard to know how what you've communicated appears in someone else's brain unless you actually hear what they have to say about it. When that happens, you inevitably find that what you tried to communicate isn't what you actually communicated. So it takes a back and forth to figure out exactly what you want to say and how best to say it.
Now, I know the workshop has also provided some networking opportunities for its members. What are some examples of this?
We've been working with the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts, blogging about shows that they have for this current season. We've worked with Vermont Stage Company for their production of Winter Tales, which is coming up in December. Two of our writers actually provided some content for that show. Should be pretty exciting. We're also working with Hotel Vermont to provide stories, essays, and poems that they want to place in each of their rooms, and we'll be changing that out seasonally.
Now, it is called the Burlington Writers Workshop, but I suspect you have many members from outside the city.
Absolutely. We have one gentleman who comes down from Fletcher every week. We have a few members in Montpelier, and we're actually looking for opportunities to expand in Montpelier. And we've had members actually come all the way from New Hampshire for some meetings, so it's been pretty exciting to see the word get out that far.
Now, earlier this year, you published your first book, The Best of the Burlington Writers Workshop 2013. Tell us about that project.
Late last year, we launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund the production of a collection of work by Burlington Writers Workshop members. And what emerged from that was a book that contains 17 pieces by 13 Vermont writers, poems, essays, short stories, and one photo on the cover. And the sales of this book are being reinvested in the production of the next book, for which we are accepting submissions until December 1st. And for this next book, we're accepting more fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. And we're also accepting artwork and photography. And I'm also asking people to help me design the cover.
Peter Biello runs the Burlington Writers Workshop, which meets twice a week in Burlington. You'll find more information at bpr.net. Peter Biello, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Neil. It's been great.